Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
We're here for public forum. Public forum is an opportunity for the public to get up and speak about anything they'd like to discuss.
All right, next. And I can say this because I'm not running for re-election, and if I have my rathers, you will never see my name on a ballot anywhere in this country again. So I will say this. We've got some public speakers signed up, and so please, in the light of all the positive things today, as you were told as a kid, if you don't have nothing nice to say, how about you just say it when you get at home? But if you want to say something mean, go ahead and come on up here.
Are you sure that's what you want?
Chris Kerb with Flood Defenders. The whole truth and nothing but the truth. That's what I want to talk to you about today. Social media with Flood Defenders. I've been promoting your local option sales tax, and I get a lot of false misinformation on there. And I don't think people really understand what's going on with the local option sales tax and what good stuff it's going to bring to Santa Rosa County. I mean, I've seen it in Escambia County. I know what it's done.
Now, you might say, well, that's not all that entertaining. Oh, gentle listener, have faith. Have faith. I got several notifications yesterday from people who maybe do or do not deserve an executive producer credit, assistant producer credit for the show, but send me, hey, Andrew, you may want to check out Santa Rosa County Commission meeting. Oh, I did.
I'm going to go through a few of these things. One was a comment, said, Calkins said that local option sales tax could be diverted as a slush fund for commissioners. Well, that's false.
This is online.
Because there's rules with your local option sales tax. And you can't just spend that money willy-nilly. Because it takes three votes to spend money.
I'm not sure when willy-nilly came back, but it's been used a lot lately. He's right about that.
Another thing that was said on there was, I only vote for tax dollars with designated spending criteria. Well, I know there's rules for local option sales tax. You just can't go spending it willy-nilly. So there's two misinformation things.
A double willy-nilly, that's when you know it's serious, right?
Oh, there's another one here. Comments that commissioner give themselves a raise with new taxes. Wait a minute. Florida statute section 145.031 says that commissioner's pay is based upon a state formula, based off of population.
Correct. You can't just set it willy-nilly, however you want. Okay. All right. You say, Andrew, where's the fun in this? Because remember, the local option sales tax vote is up on the ballot in Santa Rosa County to increase it from 0.5% to 1% of your sales taxes in order to go for roads and infrastructure only. That's what it's for. Okay, so now, but trust, again, you know, have confidence in me that I know the clips whereof I speak.
Mr. Chairman.
James Calkins replying.
I just want to say I find it kind of interesting how a gentleman would come from Escambia County and promote Santa Rosa County to raise their taxes. Well, that would benefit Escambia County because people would then, they will stay there instead of coming over here to get a discount on buying products. So I just want to say that.
Hey, Commissioner Calkins, do you have a PhD, sir?
Mr. Kerr.
Because it's piled higher and deeper what coming out of your mouth.
Mr. Kerr, thank you.
And Trust me, we're just starting. John Pickens has traffic on the five. John?
I can't really follow that one. Okay. No accidents to let you know about, but we are getting reports that a Jeep is on fire in North Davis. It's out now, but they're still cleaning up. The outside lane is blocked. It's parked in a business parking lot, but I'm still seeing some delays associated with it. I-10, I-110, seeing a little bit of backup on I-10 eastbound as you head toward the Highway 29 through the construction zone. Other than that, traffic looks good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Oh, by the way, somebody texted and says, I almost wrecked laughing at this music. The Buona Fortuna or O Fortuna. Yeah, no, I feel like I really found something with that one. So I celebrate that every time. All right, so back to the moment of slight drama between a commissioner, James Calkins, lame duck now for about another month as he got replaced by Raul. And then also the other speaker there, Chris Curb, flood defenders, who speaks at a lot of these county commission meetings about, you know, flood and stormwater kinds of issues. And, well, the interaction continues.
I know that when you buy a car and when you buy products, that you will, sir, can you?
Mr. Curb. Sir. Mr. Curb.
I want to finish.
Mr.
Excuse
Curb.
My friend,
can
sir.
You leave? Hey, man, can you? I think we pay like $47 an hour. Can you escort him out?
Remember right, say whatever I want to say.
Okay, thank you. Can you escort him out, please?
No, I came out.
You're not going to sit there and use, we're not going to sit there and use profanity. You sat there and used profanity.
Tom didn't need to be settled.
But I know you're doing your job, brother. I'll walk out. I said it before. You know the law, brother. First Amendment. I can tell you whatever I want out of here. That's my First Amendment.
That's why you got voted out,
Kenny. Yeah, that's the lawsuit back there, brother.
Thank you.
And I know it's hard to hear what Chris is saying off the mic in a distance as he's getting escorted out by the sheriff's deputy. You know, he's saying it's from my First Amendment right. I can say whatever I want to say. It's weird how we now have two meetings where this has become a thing, where the swearing in the meeting has become a thing. Escambia County, Santa Rosa County, which, by the way, we'll talk about the First Amendment issue today for the wrap. I've got Stephen Berry, County Commissioner, District 5, running for re-election. He'll be part of the wrap today, so we'll talk about that with him and, you know, what the rules are and what the rules aren't, what the First Amendment is. But, yeah, also, they pay the deputies $47 an hour to sit in the meetings. I mean, I know the, you know, the extra duty shifts that these deputies and officers get is usually pretty good money. I didn't know it was that good. I mean, that seems... But hey, you know, perks of being a cop. That's not seriously. I mean, that's why they crave, you know, having these second duty jobs. So he's getting escorted out. Okay. And then James is going to continue because he was so rudely interrupted.
I just wanted to make a point because there's an upcoming election here regarding the sales tax. And this is very important to the citizens of Santa Rosa County. And my point is when I'm buying a TV or something very expensive, I'm going to go where I'm going to save $100 or a couple hundred dollars.
What TV are you buying where 0.5% of the value of that TV is $100? That'd be a $20,000 television? Is that what he's talking about? I mean, I don't, you know. Okay, all right. I'm just doing a little quick math on this, but all right. So he goes on.
When you buy a car... A car is expensive. If you buy a $50,000 truck, if you buy a $50,000 truck, you buy a car or you buy a TV, you're gonna go to an area that's less taxes. And so, not everybody's gonna do that, but some people will. And so, I just wanted to get that point out. But the citizens of Santa Rosa County get to choose and vote how they want, but they gotta hear all the facts. And I definitely welcome somebody from another county to give their opinion.
Just kick him out.
And
thank you. Thank you, so, Commissioner.
You can't say you're welcoming the opinion of somebody from another county after you just kicked him out of there. I mean, those two don't really go all together that well. By the way, I do like that Chris, as he's getting escorted out, told the deputy, I don't blame you, brother. You're just doing your job. So good for him for saying that, rightly so. Sam Parker has a couple of comments about civility before we get to the final one here. And if you're thinking, wait, I think I know something about that truck and car tax. No, we'll get there. Just trust me.
I would,
Mr. Chairman.
I would ask, hold on just a second. I would ask again, y'all have heard me say it so many times, it blows my mind. If we could conduct ourselves as adults, everybody in this room is above 18 years old. If you could conduct yourself with the same respect that we ask our children to, of not talking while somebody else is talking and not have an outburst from the audience, I think you can all agree that that is the proper way to conduct yourself.
No, that's true. Agree with that.
I would urge you to go to any other governmental meeting and act that you can just have outbursts from the seating and think that that's okay.
Well, we do have the Escambia County Commission meetings, and we do know a thing or two about Milton. So I'm not sure that you can say you can't go to any other place. And I'll tell you the funny part about this. As soon as James started talking about the car and the $50,000 and the tax is going to be all of this money, I'm thinking to myself, I don't think that's how it works with cars. But my first instinct was, well, I'm going to call Scott Lunsford because I just want to make sure. I think that's really wrong. But in the end, Colton Wright clarified. And I had, it's funny. I actually paused the recording. I called Scott and I got the information I needed. And then, sure enough, the very next thing that Commissioner Colton Wright said was,
Mr. Chairman, I just had one quick comment, if I may.
Go ahead.
As you know, I've said numerous times, facts matter. So just so we're clear, so no one gets the wrong idea out in their public, and the media doesn't report on something incorrectly.
Wait, what? Wait.
Local option sales tax only applies to the first $5,000 of a major ticket, major purchase.
Correct.
Okay, so if you're buying a $100,000 pickup truck, you're not going to pay 1% in local option sales tax on $100,000. It's only the first $5,000, and half a penny is $250. If $250 is going to make or break someone buying a $100,000 F-250, they probably shouldn't have bought the truck in the first place.
I always joke with my father-in-law and say, if you're worried about gas mileage, you probably don't need to buy the vehicle. You know, but I'm a,
Mr. Chairman, for $250, I'd drive across a line to get something.
Thank you. All right.
So what we have here is really close. It's really close. Here's how the rule works. Commissioner Wright is correct. It is the first $5,000 of value of the item that is subject to local option sales tax. That's correct. So on a $50,000 or $100,000 car, you don't pay the half or the 1% on $100,000. You pay it on only $5,000. He's correct about that. Where he got it wrong, and so close, it's not 250, it's 25. He just got a decimal off. So the difference in a car at maxed out local option sales tax taxable base between the two counties, or at least if you raise it by half a percent in Santa Rosa County, is going to be $25. And I don't think that James Calkins is driving across county line in order to buy a car for $25. But wait, there's more. So Calkins is wrong about the impact of this on large ticket items like cars. Colton Wright did get the math a little bit wrong, but, you know, on the fly, I understand. Here's the other part that James got totally wrong. And I didn't know this, so I'm glad I called the tax collector, Scott Lunsford. I'll ask you, John, do you know this? If I live in Escambia County.
Right.
If I want to go to Santa Rosa County to buy a car, do you know which county tax collector gets the sales tax on that car?
The county you live in.
That's exactly right. It's not the county you buy in. It's specifically designed to thwart people tax shopping across county lines.
That's right.
So even in James's hypothetical example where you try to cross the county line to get the sweeter deal on the local option sales tax on a car, it doesn't matter because it's based on where you live. So he's wrong twice in the same criticism.
With the Challenger, I experienced that.
Yeah,
so
that's exactly it. So, you know, we're talking about, you know, on a $2,000 refrigerator, $10. And I don't think anybody's crossing the state line to save $10 or caring one way or the other. But again, at least when it comes to cars, it's where you live, not where you shop. So, and I was really appreciative that Colton Wright jumped in with that he knew that at the time. And like I said, I just wish you would have gotten the 25 instead of the 250. 725 on News Radio 92.3. Yeah, that's it for now. That's it for now. You know, is that not enough? Did you not? There is a very, very, very small part of me that is a little sad that a lot of this is probably going to go away. You know, I know Rhett Ryle is not going to be the source of great controversy and drama. I don't know Bobby Burkett. Maybe he'll step up. I don't have any idea. But with the sun setting of the commissionership of James Calkins, there is a certain level of entertainment value in local radio that will no longer exist. 725 on News Radio 92.3. What Scott Collins couldn't do in the city of Milton, the voters in Santa Rosa County did for the county commission meetings. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
Somebody already will step up to the plate. For
felt
that.
Need, yeah. Yeah. Well, there's still the public. Don't underestimate the public.
I know. Executive Landscaping is sponsoring this traffic report. Call them today for all your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Still no accidents to let you know about. And if you're traveling on I-10 eastbound from the Pine Forest exit through the construction zone on Highway 29, you're going to see some delays, maybe about a 5 to 7 minute delay. Also not seeing any other delays to let you know about. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Florida Senate candidate Don Gates will fight for us.
Because Florida is a free state and Florida is a low tax state. But for many people, Florida is also becoming an unaffordable state. In many markets, availability of housing has declined while housing costs have increased a lot. The price of energy at the gas pump and the electric meter, it's a hardship for many families. And property insurance, if you can get it, is doubling, even tripling, even when homeowners and business owners don't have recent claims or any claims at all. I'm running for the Florida Senate because I'm ready to tackle those tough issues for senior citizens, for small businesses, and for the folks who work every day to make our state exceptional. I'll fight for a free Florida and a low tax Florida and an affordable Florida.
Paid by Don Gates, Republican for State Senate.
If you're struggling with ED or your performance is down and your belly fat is growing, listen up. You've got one life. Now is the time to act.
At Wave Men's Health, we're not just healthcare. We're your secret weapon. Don't wait another day. Here's why you need to act right now.
Every moment you delay, your condition could worsen. It's not just about sex. It's about your heart, your relationship, your life.
Wave Men's Health has years of proven results for low testosterone and increasing drive, energy level, and performance. We've introduced ED and enhancement treatments so exclusive, you'll wonder why you waited.
Procrastination is the thief of time. When it comes to your sexual health, you can't afford to wait. Join the league of gentlemen who've walked out of our doors with a swagger.
Call Wave Men's Health at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Book your $99 male performance consultation now, including blood work. Call 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
I want to thank all of our listeners who tune in to our daily Strength for Life segments here in Pensacola and across the country. Thank you for your emails. Thank you for your thoughtful feedback. Thank you for humbly letting God strengthen you through the principles of His Word and the power of His Spirit. If you're interested in more Strength for Life, please check out our YouTube channel. Our radio segments are only 60 seconds in length, but our YouTube video segments provide 4 to 5 minute videos of practical Bible content on topics such as overcoming jealousy, how to strengthen your marriage, and much more. Find our YouTube channel by searching Strength for Life Pensacola and be sure to subscribe. We produce fresh video content each week, which is certain to strengthen your walk with God and strengthen your relationship with others.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of Northstone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
I am Jennifer Brayer, your councilwoman for the City of Pensacola, District 1. It has been my honor to uphold my campaign promise to listen, respond, and represent our concerns at City Hall. I am a fierce advocate for our community and being fiscally responsible with taxpayer money, and it is always taxpayer money. Please re-elect me on November 5th and let your voice continue to be heard. Paid for by re-elect Jennifer Brayer, City of Pensacola, District 1.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Saturdays, you get The Garden Line Encore at 9, At Home with Gary Sullivan at 10, Swan Capital at 1, Let's Go Pensacola at 4.
7:30 here on News Radio 92.3, David Wayne's got a headline for us.
The owner and operator of the ship that rammed into the Francis Scott Key Bridge earlier this year is settling with the Department of Justice. Yesterday, the DOJ announced the owners have agreed to pay $102 million to settle the lawsuit after the bridge collapse.
Oh, come on, say it the right way. $102 million.
Okay.
There you go. Thanks so much, David.
News. I'm Paul Stevens. Former President Donald Trump at a rally in Arizona on Thursday criticizing the border policies of the Biden White House and Vice President Kamala Harris for allowing millions of illegal migrants to enter the U.S., many concerned in Tempe.
I'm so afraid of the people that are coming, you know, undocumented across. I'm so afraid of that.
The former president visiting Texas and Michigan later today. Rocker Bruce Springsteen and former President Barack Obama stumping for Vice President Kamala Harris just outside of Atlanta.
A plan to make your life better. She's going to go after corporations that unfairly jack up prices. She's going to make it easier to build and buy a home.
And the vice president set to be joined later today by singer Beyonce in Houston. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 7:31 at News Radio 92.3. Right now we've got 62 degrees and sunny in Pensacola this morning. Fire crews responded to a hazmat spill and a brush fire yesterday in Gulf Breeze. Officials say between 80 and 100 gallons of hydrogen peroxide overflowed from a tank as it was being filled. That caused a brush fire when the chemical came in contact with the atmosphere and organic material. Midway fire crews were the first to respond.
Our battalion chiefs immediately called for additional resources out of Escambia County. We work really closely with them. They have a hazmat team, so we had them come in very quickly to help mitigate it.
Fire Chief Shannon Stone talked with Channel 3, and he says crews were able to put out the fire. Some nearby homes were evacuated. Others were put under a temporary shelter-in-place order. The county says affected residents were notified by a reverse 911 call. Some residents say those calls were only placed to landlines.
Most people don't have a home phone. Most people have a cell phone. I don't know why it doesn't go to that.
And that is one area resident there. And other residents do say they were notified by text message from the county emergency management. No injuries were reported from either the spill or the fire. After more than 200 days in space, four astronauts returned to Earth this morning. They splashed down right outside of Pensacola.
They spent that time on the International Space Station.
Again, we do have visual confirmation of Crew 8 successfully splashing down after 235 days in space. They are now back on Earth. Dragon Endeavour has returned home.
Three Americans and one Russian were scheduled to return over 2 weeks ago, but had to wait out weather delays caused by Hurricane Milton. The returning astronauts include NASA's Matthew Dominick, Michael Barrett, and Jeanette Epps. The SpaceX Dragon capsule splashed down early this morning off the coast of Florida. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
Thank you very much, Tammy. Pensacola police say their SWAT team is now more prepared for whatever calls await. This is after their new Bearcat tactical vehicle arrived this week. Spokesman Mike Wood says it was a needed improvement over the old plumber's van.
You remember the old show SWAT from the 70s? They were responding in a bread truck.
Right.
And back in the 70s, you know, officers were being met with gunfire from maybe a snub-nosed 38 or a shotgun. And now, fast forward to 2024, we're being met with gunfire from military weapons, from assault weapons, with scopes. And we've got to be able to protect ourselves, the officers and the citizens that we serve, from incidents like that.
The SWAT team had been waiting for more than a year to take delivery of that vehicle. Mayor Reeves made the upgrade a top priority when he took office. But after placing the order, there was a manufacturer delay. Wood says the old van will make a good civilian contractor's van after it's auctioned off. Longtime public servant Doug Broxton attended his final public event as a state senator this week.
It's been great. I mean, the idea of a common citizen, which I consider myself serving and being part of a moving community, has been phenomenal. And then to able to leverage that relationship that we have here into Tallahassee culture was even more rewarding. So we're going to be in good shape. You know, whoever takes my place will do fine.
And Broxton says he plans to step back into a business that he runs, and he's also been talking to the governor's office about helping to help get more of that BP oil spill money from Restore back in Florida. It is 7:35 now at News Radio, and John Pickens has our traffic on the fives.
Still no accidents to let you know about right now. We're seeing some delays if you're on I-10 eastbound. Not that bad. It's stretching all the way from Pine Forest through the construction zone through Highway 29. So just be aware of that. Maybe a 5 to 7 minute delay in that area. Other than that, traffic's looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
For your Friday morning, temperatures are starting out anywhere from the middle 50s to lower 60s, just depending on where you are. As we head into the afternoon, another warm one's on the way, going to heat up into those middle and upper 60s once again. Lots more sunshine on tap with no rain in sight. Heading into the weekend, more of the same with temperatures above average in the upper 80s with sunny and dry conditions. I'm meteorologist Marion Caldwell with your WEAR First Warning Weather Update.
Thank you, Marion. Sunny and 64 in Gulf Breeze and Pensacola. Right now we've got 60 in Milton. Our next news at 8. Breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. And let's get a look at our market report this morning.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Volkswagen Scout Motors have revealed its first two vehicles, a Traveler SUV and Terra pickup truck, scheduled to arrive in 2027. Both the Traveler and Terra are expected to start between $50,000 and $60,000 with available incentives. Tesla shares soared 22% yesterday, the best day in 11 years, following a better-than-expected earnings report. The company's profit margins in the third quarter were boosted by $739 million in revenue for environmental regulatory credits. Tesla CEO Elon Musk said his best guess is that vehicle growth will reach up to 30% next year. Costco's introduction of membership scanners at the front of U.S. stores is already paying off big. Morgan Stanley analysts wrote that Costco warehouses are seeing as much as low double-digit increases in membership counts after implementing the scanners. Futures are slightly higher. That's your money now.
Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli, where you can meet up and wine all you want. Costello's has all your fall barbecue needs ready for pickup, from Wagyu tomahawks, Wagyu chuck steaks to quarter pound colossal Wagyu hot dogs, briskets, pork butts, and so much more. At Costello's, you'll find all the best forehead sandwich meats and cheeses, plus everything ready from charcuterie board to chicken salad and the best dessert pies, all at Costello's Butcher Shop Deli Fine Wine and Cheeses. Find them today at the corner of Lillian Highway and Fairfield Drive in Pensacola.
Warning. Amendment 4 overturns Florida's parental consent law, so a minor could undergo an abortion without a parent's permission. Doctors can't even prescribe Tylenol without a parent's consent. But with Amendment 4, abortion would become the only medical procedure that can be performed on a minor without a parent's permission. Amendment 4 goes far beyond Roe v. Wade, eliminating reasonable safeguards and forcing taxpayers to fund abortions, even late-term abortions, when science says the baby can feel pain. The Amendment 4 campaign is funded by George Soros and his radical allies, the same people trying to strip away parents' rights and push gender ideology in schools are trying to overturn parental consent on abortion. Amendment 4 isn't about freedom. It's about taking power from parents and giving it to radical leftists. Be warned. Amendment 4 is way too extreme and not what it seems. Sponsored by Truth About Amendment 4.
New South Window lives southern weather, and our products are designed to keep the intense heat out and the cool air in. We prioritize keeping your family and your home comfortable all year round. That's why our energy-efficient windows and doors are made, installed, and guaranteed for life.
For a limited time only, save 35% off on New South Windows and Doors. Visit newsouthwindow.com/radio to learn more.
You've got a Pepto predicament, moviegoer.
Hey, I can hear your stomach grumbling.
Sorry, I ate that entire tub of popcorn with extra butter.
You overdid it, and now your movie has turned into a blockbuster bellyache. Undo it with Pepto.
When you have nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, diarrhea.
Pepto chewables provide fast 5-symptom relief, so you can focus on the action on the big screen instead of in your stomach. When you overdo it, undo it with Pepto.
Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Hi,
Hi, I'm Kim Klein, and I'm running for the Florida House District 2. Property insurance is killing us, and the best solution my opponent has is a bailout for the insurance companies and making it more difficult for us to sue if they refuse to pay our claims. District 2 needs more than a career politician trying to appease the insurance lobby and his South Florida constituents. You deserve a tireless advocate who works only for you, and that's me. Vote for your party at the national level, but for state and local issues, vote independent. Vote KimKlein.com.
Paid for and approved by Kim Klein, NPA, for Florida House District 2.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate, managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. An IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help, from running your payrolls, submitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
Carissa Burgosh is running for school board to make sure our children aren't harassed or bullied. A lifelong educator, Carissa knows the number one issue affecting education is a lack of discipline. When the Florida governor appointed Carissa to the school board during an emergency vacancy years ago, she ensured that bullying and fighting were not tolerated, and our schools were much better then. Choose proven leadership. She's from here and will remain here.
I'm Carissa Burgosh, running for school board District 4, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Carissa Burgosh.
Next time on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Afternoons are better on News Radio 92.3. Top trending stories, financial news, sports, flight information, interviews, traffic, and the most accurate five-day forecast. This is Chris Bryant along with Austin Price. It's Pensacola Right Now. Happens just after 4 on News Radio 92.3.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Weekdays 4 till 7 on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Do you believe that transgender Americans should have access to gender-affirming care in this country?
I believe we should follow the law. I mean, I think you're probably pointing to the fact that Donald Trump's campaign has spent tens of millions of dollars.
They're trying to define you on this.
Yes.
I'm asking you to define yourself, though. Just broadly speaking, what is your value? Do you believe they should have that access?
I believe that people, as the law states, even on this issue about federal law, That is a decision that doctors will make in terms of what is medically necessary. I'm not going to put myself in the position of a doctor.
It would be presumptuous of me to have a position on this issue that I have not been properly briefed on how to answer in the way that will actually benefit me in the upcoming election. So I will not answer that question. No, I just remember, I was born in a middle-class family, and that's all you need to know.
We'll move on, but I don't know that I heard a clear answer from you on the issue of gender-affirming care. It sounds like what you're saying is this should be something between trans Americans and their doctors. It feels like that's a long way from we see you and we love you, which was your message to trans Americans in May. What do you want the LGBTQ plus community to know as they're looking for a full-throated backing from you for trans Americans?
I believe that all people should be treated with dignity and respect. Period. And should not be vilified for who they are. And should not be bullied for who they are. And that is a true statement for me my entire career.
So it's a yes? You can just say yes. Yes, I believe in transgender care. Yes, I believe in interventionist surgeries to bring out the inner other gender of somebody who was misassigned at birth. Yes, just... say yes. Why can't you just say yes?
What?
Madam Vice President.
You and I both know what I'm talking about. You and I both know what I'm talking about.
I actually don't. What are you talking about?
Sorry, it's a little callback to the Brett Baer. I thought, by the way, Hallie Jackson did her best at pressing her, at following up. And I love this critique from the left of, that's not the full-throated endorsement and embrace that you have expressed before. Like she said in public, there's actually this big ad running by Trump. That she's right about, that he spent a lot of money running this ad where she said she believes in transgender care. I mean, like, it was really, really definitive that she said that. So it's a fascinating one for her to not be willing to embrace anymore.
If you win, it is entirely possible that the federal court cases against the former president will continue on. He is, of course, facing those felony charges. Would you consider, if you win and he's convicted, a pardon for former President Trump?
I'm not going to get into those hypotheticals. I'm focused on the next 14 days.
What a missed opportunity. I mean, no, seriously, what a chance to say something really interesting, because it's a really good question. Would you consider pardoning him if he winds up getting convicted if you win and have that power? Man, because her instinct is to not say anything she hasn't already vetted with her team, right? That she's afraid to say anything. You know, even she could say, you know, that's a really interesting idea. I'm going to have to think about that a little bit. I take that pardon power very seriously. I can see some merit in that. I'll have to look into it. I mean, even that. Again, the human thing. Be a human.
Do you believe, is there any part of you that subscribes to the argument that has been made in the past that a pardon could help bring America together, could help unify the country and move on?
Let me tell you what's going to help us move on. I get elected president of the United States.
Oh, stop it. Pivot! 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 John Pickens got traffic on the fives.
No accidents to let you know about right now, but we are seeing some slowdowns if you're on Highway 29, both north and southbound, just south of 9 Mile Road. Seeing some delays there. Also, just a few delays on Highway 90 as you go through Pea Ridge by the Walmart and all that. So other than that, traffic's looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Go pivot! Pivot! Pivot!
Is Ross doing consulting for Kamala Harris? No. We'll come back to this in just a second. Hey, if you are thinking about getting a different degree or a different line of work or a degree at all, or you're just getting out of college or just getting out of high school and you want to get a college degree or take a few courses just for fun, like in astronomy or physics or theater or, you know, any of the various things that Pensacola State has to offer, including what my kids have done, is take advantage of dual enrollment, which means that as high school students, homeschool high school students, they could go to college classes at PSC for free, books for free, get great instruction from, you know, really great instructors who are oriented around teaching. Typically, you know, it's people who really love to teach at community college or state colleges, we call them that. We used to call them junior colleges. But we learned that. Very customer friendly. I had two kids go there and get a year and a half worth of college credit when they went to UWF, and another kid is on his way right now doing that same program. So we're big believers in PSC. Campuses in Pensacola, Warrenton, Milton, Century, South Santa Rosa Center, Downtown Pensacola, and Santa Rosa Industrial Park East. Find out what PSC can do to help you reach your future goals at PensacolaState.edu. So definitely an opportunity missed by Kamala Harris, the opportunity to sound magnanimous about Trump or to entertain the idea or anything. And then the last part, and this is probably the part that's gotten the most attention, so I may not spend a lot of time on it because you probably heard other people talk about it, but the questions about Joe Biden's mental fitness. But if you have not heard, this is really kind of amazing stuff.
I know that Joe Biden is not on the ballot. I understand that. Mm-hmm. But the reason that you are at the top of the ticket is because he dropped out of this race. And so I want to ask you, and it was largely because of that debate performance back in June. You defended him in the days before and in the days after as you were campaigning for another 4 years for President Biden. Can you talk about what you saw in those moments with President Biden as you were with him again and again, repeatedly in that time?
That's a great question. And?
Of course.
Oh, God.
Joe Biden is an extremely accomplished, experienced, and
not the question,
and capable,
not the question,
in every way that anyone would want if they're president.
And you never saw anything like what happened at the debate night behind closed doors with him?
It was a bad debate. People have bad debates.
Should he?
He shouldn't have dropped out.
Absolutely.
But that's the reason why you're here, and he's not running for the top of the ticket.
Well, you'd have to ask him if that's the only reason why.
What do you think?
I am running for president of the United States. Joe Biden is not.
This is answer number 14 on the wheel of answers that I have been told to spin whenever I get in trouble. It's not the question.
It's a judgment question. That's why I ask. Can the American people trust you in these moments, even when it's maybe uncomfortable for Americans to level with Americans in that way? So that's why I ask. And it sounds like what you're saying is you feel like you never saw anything like that from President Biden.
I have worked with Joe Biden, whether hours and hours and hours over these 4 years, whether it be in the Situation Room or the Oval Office.
The Oval Office, for hours and hours. I've seen him behind... If he's so great, why'd he drop out? You know what you should have said? He's great, and I wish he'd have stayed in. Because that was just a bad night, and it doesn't mean anything, and he's fantastic, and how dare you? I mean, because that would be the logical consequence of holding to the position that Joe Biden is 100%, which she doesn't obviously believe, because nobody believes that. Why not just say it? You could even say it as a, yeah, you know, he's a little slower than he used to be. He stumbles a little bit more and he does forget things. He's still a great president. I mean, say something like that. Again, that's just not how the scripted talking points work. 750 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you are thinking about buying or selling a home and, you know, you need a good real estate agent, you want. And one of the things, I was just listening to Christine Leavenworth yesterday on Pep Talk, and they were talking, she had one of her people in with her, and they were talking about what a realtor brings to you. One of the things is peace of mind. Because, you know, buying a home or selling a home is stressful. There's challenges. There's uncertainty. Even when it goes well, it's stressful, right? Very, very stressful. Everybody's losing sleep over the deal, just even if it goes well. And especially if anything goes sideways. Well, part of the value of having a great realtor is not just that you know they're going to solve problems and give you peace of mind, but they actively work to reassure you and give you the information you want to make sure, because they know what you're going through. And that is something that they are adamant about, because they know people and they know how to do this. And they know how to make you have your lower anxiety level about all of it. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinky Realty.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru. The men and women here at Anderson Subaru are committed to the Subaru Love Promise, a promise between us and our communities, a promise to make the Gulf Coast a better place to live, to work, and to play. And we're proud of what we've accomplished. From our ongoing support of the Pensacola Breast Cancer Association and Ascension Sacred Heart to volunteering with Feeding the Gulf Coast, we've conducted clothing drives for Loaves and Fishes and charity auctions for Gulf Coast Kids House, and we support Sherwood Elementary School in multiple ways. We're committed to the pets in our communities, too, by supporting dog adoption events with Phoenix Rising Rescue, Barktoberfest with Pensacola Humane Society, and Potty Gras with Wolfgang Park and Brews. And the love continues. Through donations, volunteering, and monetary support, Anderson Subaru is making a difference in the lives of our neighbors and our community. The Subaru Love Promise. That's a promise we intend to keep at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Carr City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Hi, everybody. This is Santa Rosa County Sheriff Bob Johnson. Santa Rosa County is one of the fastest growing counties in the nation, and it's not slowing down. Our parks, roads, bridges, and other community amenities have to keep up. I'm urging you to vote yes for the penny sales tax to replace the current half-cent tax. This will fund essential community improvements, enhance our quality of life, better protect our families, and improve public works. Go to SantaRosaYes.com for more information. Paid for by Santa Rosa's Tomorrow Today.
As a small business owner, what keeps you up at night? Just knowing if your email got hacked or your phone system went down, it could cost you thousands in revenue, as well as your reputation. That's where Data Revolution comes in, with their unique position to take care of you and your business IT support, phone systems, cybersecurity, and more. Secure it and sleep better at night by going to datarevs.com. Winner of the 2021 Best of the Bay for IT support, datarevs.com.
It's Councilwoman Tenny Ade Broughton thanking you for your overwhelming support in electing me 4 years ago. Because of you, we've been able to secure the most funding for District 5, support small business, improve and strengthen our neighborhoods, and enhance the quality of life for everyone. A vote for me will keep District 5 included in the city's prosperity. We've had strong success. Let's do it again. Re-elect me, Tenny Ade Broughton, City of Pensacola, District 5. Thank you.
Political advertisement paid for and approved by Tenny Ade Broughton, Pensacola City Council, District 5.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us today at 9 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Ready to unplug from the ordinary? To let loose? To open your mind? To sample a little bit of everything? To enjoy some culture? Find all this and so much more at the 11th Annual Foo Foo Fest,
October 31st to November 11th. Start planning today at foofoofest.com.
Get the midday news live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
This is the AK-47 assault rifle, the preferred weapon of your enemy, and it makes a distinctive sound when fired at you, so remember it.
Good morning, 7:55 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. John Pickens got our traffic on the fives. John?
Let's see here. We're seeing a small delay if you're on I-10 eastbound heading through the construction zone and even after the construction zone. Just seeing some delays there. I-110 is looking good so far. Just some minor delays around the Brent Lane exit, Airport Boulevard exit. Other than that, things are looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, there's a new report from the United Nations that says a mass exodus from Ukraine is the cause of the country's population decline since the Russian invasion. According to this UN report, Ukraine's population is down to 35 million from 43 million at the time the invasion happened. City officials and homeless advocates in New Orleans criticizing the clearing of homeless camps. This is just ahead of Taylor Swift's three scheduled concerts in the city. Council member Leslie Harris.
Taking their belongings, moving the people to a concentrated area. I asked the governor's office for help on multiple occasions by providing additional services and money towards housing.
And Louisiana state troopers have been clearing the camps under the Pontchartrain Expressway this week. The relocation involved about 75 homeless people. Governor Landry said he wants Louisiana to clear or New Orleans to clear those camps in time for three sold out Taylor Swift concerts at the Superdome as well as the Super Bowl. And Andrew, we just got a note in from NAS Pensacola. The Blue Angels and the Air Force Thunderbirds are going to be doing a joint flyover of the Pensacola area October 30th. They're calling it the Super Delta Formation, I believe,
okay,
in the press
right.
release. But the two demonstration teams will be flying over. It's October 30th, and they said 11:30 that morning. They're saying the best spot to watch this would be right along the coast, so Johnson Beach, Pensacola Beach, or in downtown Pensacola. They say you'll get a good view, too.
Oh, very cool. Outstanding. And by the way, for people who have this question and don't know the answer, during the air show, when the Blue Angels are flying and the Thunderbirds are flying, they will not be flying together. They'd perform separately. It would be impossible for them to create a show in the kind of time. I mean, it's just,
right.
There's no possibility that is going to happen. They will not be, you know, dueling or, you know, the things that people imagine might happen. It's not like that.
It'll be two fantastic
shows.
It'll
be two separate and fantastic shows. That's exactly right. David, thanks so much for the update. Hey, if you've got plumbing needs or electrical, heating, air conditioning, anywhere along the Gulf Coast, Peden Electrical, Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing, they take care of all that stuff, which kind of makes sense, right? They're all kind of inside the home, big repairs that take expertise, and it kind of makes sense to do any and all of those things. That's why they've been around for 55 years now, taking care of folks all along the Gulf Coast and Panama City and Tallahassee and Pensacola and now in Baldwin County last year and in Mobile County just this year. They've been expanding all over the place. So they show up on time. They do the work right the first time. Standby, 100% satisfaction guarantee. Good parts, you know, just all, like quality is kind of their watchword. And now during the rest of the month of October for just a few more days, you can get free duct inspections. As you know, before you turn on that heat, you just want to make sure that there's no problems in the ducts that, you know, that might create an issue when you have that hot air going through them. So find out more at Peden, PEADEN.com. 7:59 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It did not make this week's Transgressions Memorial Service, but the long-standing Christmas catalog from Neiman Marcus is now the holiday book. The holiday book. But Transgressions is coming up at 6:20.
Listen up.